You're listening to SBS News.
Another passenger from the Ruby Princess has died, taking Australia's coronavirus death toll to 98. The 81-year-old woman is the 22nd person from the vessel to die after being diagnosed with COVID-19. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says he's extremely saddened.
The truth of the matter is the cruise industry right around the world had massive issues. And we have a review going on in regard to our particular cruise ship here in New South Wales. There was also another cruise ship in Western Australia that's had some issues. I think that every time someone passes away, every one of us, our hearts bleed for those families.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says Australia's total case numbers remain below 7,000. And there are approximately 700 people who are sick with COVID-19 now, with 50 of them in hospital.
Only 13 new cases in the last 24 hours. In hospital, 50. In intensive care unit, undergoing care, 17. And on ventilators, 14. So continuing to decrease in those numbers, which is very encouraging. So we will continue to look carefully and closely at the number of new cases and particularly if any clusters of cases occur, and to make sure that we are keeping those numbers very low, flattening that curve, continuing into the future as we start to open up around Australia.
Dr. Kelly says the federal government's COVID-safe contact tracing app is now fully functional and has been downloaded by 5.6 million people. There have been delays in starting contact tracing using the app, but Dr. Kelly says all states and territories have now signed up to allow the app's use and have given the government information about who in their public health units will be using the data. He's yet to hear if that work has begun.
Not that I know of, but I'm looking forward to hearing from my colleagues how useful it is. I'm sure it will be useful. And really, crucially, it's the utility of the app. How many more people are found using the app compared with the normal manual process, which can be very time-consuming, having done it many times myself. It does take time and can sometimes be frustrating in getting that information. So if I was doing that job now, I'd be really looking forward to seeing how that contact tracing app could give that information very quickly.
Six of the 13 new coronavirus infections were detected in New South Wales, including two people who were close contacts of a nurse who worked at the Newmarch House aged care home, where 18 residents have died with the virus. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the nurse became infected after her personal protection equipment was accidentally dislodged.
The advice I've got in relation to that case is that the healthcare worker was actually assisting someone and it was dislodged by the resident inadvertently in the process of rendering assistance.
The Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, has appointed a senior psychiatrist to be Australia's first Deputy Chief Medical Officer for Mental Health. Victoria's former Chief Psychiatrist, Ruth Vine, will work with the Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, and his four other deputies. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the appointment comes after lobbying from mental health advocates who fear the pandemic will lead to an increase in suicides.
There has been very significant modelling done by the University of Sydney, and we take this very seriously. That's why we're trying to get ahead of the curve with mental health in just the same way that we have done with the virus.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says trade and diplomatic tensions with China are putting more than 3,000 jobs in her state at risk. The Chinese government has suspended imports from four Australian abattoirs, three of which are in Queensland, and threatened to put an 80% tariff on barley. Ms. Palaszczuk says thousands of jobs could be lost if the situation escalates.
These are some of the toughest jobs that our workers have to do in our beef industry. And if we go into a full-blown trade war, this could mean over 3,200 workers impacted. This is really serious.
And if this story has raised concerns for you, support's available from Lifeline on 13 11 14. 13 11 14. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language by going to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.